Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The cycle is live. The weekend show, the four most electrifying hours in sports talk entertainment you're going to find anywhere. Rob Brown, Cody Decker with you. We are going to have Eric Chiafalo join us from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and the host on Bet Nation on Sunday afternoons here in just a moment to break down this George Pickens trade. But while we wait for Eric Chiafalo to join us here in just a minute, Deck, we'll finish up with a little bit of this Derek Carr story. We'll be talking about this later on. Derek Carr, 11 years in the NFL, has decided to step away, a labral tear and a degenerative rotator cuff injury in his right shoulder. The team announced earlier this morning, as did Derek Carr, by putting up a big social media post. Apparently, after the conclusion of the Saints season last year, just recently, a couple of days ago, started going through big-time heavy workouts again, and that shoulder was causing him pain and discomfort. He was going to end up having to have surgery anyway. That would have likely cost him this season. So decides to step away, which makes sense because the reality is, the Saints would have moved on. It would have either been Rattler or Shuck this year that earns the opportunity to keep that job into the next season, or it was all going to go sideways. The Saints are going to have the number one overall draft pick, and we're going to draft a quarterback next year. So we'll talk some about this breaking news out of Derek Carr and the New Orleans Saints in just a few minutes. But to the phone lines we go to welcome in a young man who hosts on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He is also the host of Bet Nation on Sunday afternoons for Bet MGM. Eric Chiafalo joining us here on the show. Eric, my man, good to have you back. Are the Dallas Cowboys winning a Super Bowl because George Pickens is in town, baby?
Hey, I'll tell you, it makes them quite a bit better. They did not have an up-to-standard NFL roster when it comes to the wide receivers. Outside of CeeDee Lamb, they were going with a bunch of wide receiver fours and fives, and that was going to have to be wide receiver two, but not anymore. They become much more watchable, much more fun on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis. And I'm excited for a lot of the changes there, especially offensively with the new coaching staff and whatnot. But for a Super Bowl, Rob, Cody, sorry, breaking news, not happening.
Got to ask you, though, I understand the excitement for the shiny new toy that Pickens brings to the table, but I can't sit here and lie and say that the Steelers don't have a pretty solid history of departing solid, talented wide receivers right before they crash out. Is there any concern about the off-the-field type of shenanigans?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the risk here. And I guess in some ways that's part of the fun. But to see how this goes, you obviously have a guy who was not, has not made a ton of money in the NFL. He's looking to get that second contract. So you would like to think he would be in best behavior mode. But there's no question the track record of wide receivers leaving the Steelers and what they go on to do after that is pretty awful. They usually are at their best in a Steelers uniform, and Mike Tomlin is clearly the best in the business when it comes to just kind of being that babysitter to some extent for these guys and these personalities. And oftentimes what we know to be somewhat of a combustible personality, once they leave Pittsburgh, they become even worse. So, I mean, I do think there's a part of this where we know a fair amount about George Pickens and sort of his temperament and his, his immaturities to some extent, but we probably don't even know the half of it because Mike Tomlin is so good at keeping that stuff in-house and not letting that bleed into the media and things like that, pretty often. So I feel like there's a good chance that, yes, this could all blow up, but that's kind of something that I think Jerry loves.
That's, that is interesting. And I think the take for me has been, Eric, like, this has got to work, at least for the mental health and well-being of Cowboys fans, because it seems like every year there's this is that big swing we need. This feels like it was the big swing that many Dallas fans were asking for. Like, let's get Dak a little bit more help. And I just don't know that with JJ there, and I know this is a lazy, tired narrative, but sometimes they're lazy and tired because they're accurate. It feels like if this swing doesn't work out, like, how do Dallas Cowboy fans have any faith in any move that takes place moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, it is funny because the Cowboys fans at this point, I mean, we were all just waiting for them to do something. And the Cowboys have a track record. They really haven't made a significant trade, a trade of real substance, since the Amari Cooper trade. And you got to go back quite a while for that one. And that one clearly worked out for them. But this is something that we always lament during the offseason. The Cowboys are one of the most inactive teams. And so just the idea that they went and swung for a name, especially at a huge position of need and a sexy position and one that Cowboys fans were dying to get in the draft, especially at pick number 12, and that didn't happen. And that was frustrating for a lot of the Cowboys fan base. So I'm sure – I think most Cowboys fans right now are just thankful that there's a move that's been made and there is now something to get excited for other than just the new coaching staff or whatever. I mean, you were going to be going into another season where you're just not all that excited about what they got. And those receivers, I mean, Mingo and Tolbert and Turpin, like that you could not have gone into the season that way. So, and this is a guy, they wanted Tet McMillan at 12. Obviously, he didn't get there because he went to Carolina. But George Pickens is a very similar type of player, big body, and you just, big play guy down the field, limited route tree. But what he does well, he is one of the best in the business at. So this is something they needed. I think Cowboys fans are super excited for the most part, but there's always going to be the pessimistic fans that cannot wait to dunk on them if this thing all blows up.
Oh, yes, I'm definitely one of those people. But, Eric, I have to ask you a realistic question. How much did they close the gap? You got the defending champion Eagles. You got the Giants that clearly did a pretty good job with the draft. We'll see how that bears fruit. And you got the Commanders, who clearly have no intention of going anywhere anytime soon. Where does this team, the Cowboys, currently stack up in the NFC East?
I think they're still pretty clearly third. Now, if Jalen Hurts gets banged up, now you're talking about a completely different story, or even Saquon Barkley to some extent. But with the Commanders, I guess you always have to leave some room for a second year slump when it comes to a team just jumping onto the map. But in my mind, Jaden Daniels has really established himself as a top five quarterback in this league, and I imagine that's going to hold true. So I still think the Cowboys are absolutely third in the division. And, before the trade, I would have said there's no way this team makes the playoffs. Now I say you have Pickens. Now I say there's a chance at the playoffs. And if something crazy happens with the Commanders and the Eagles from like an injury standpoint or something that we can't foresee, then the Cowboys have a chance to maybe go get a wild card spot. But otherwise, I don't see them winning this division, and they certainly cannot contend for a Super Bowl. They have too many holes. And they've changed offense, changed the defense. Last year you saw how long it took before the Mike Zimmer defense started to really get going a little bit.
I think there's going to be some big time growth that has to take place there. They just have too many holes, especially on the defensive side of the ball right now.
Eric Chiafalo from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. By the way, I think your speakerphone may have cut off there, Eric, so we'll check that out if you don't mind. Talk to me a little bit about Brian Schottenheimer when he was announced as the head coach of this Cowboys team. I don't know what the reaction from Cowboys fans was. The rest of the nation were kind of like, all right. Well, they went and got some weapons. It's him and Dak, both who I think have something to prove this year. How do you feel that the addition of George Pickens, the development of the offense this offseason, do you feel like Shotgun Shoddy is ready to step in and lead this team to success under the visor?
You know, I am looking forward to it. I think when the move got made and they go the Schottenheimer route, it was not met with a bunch of excitement. But he's a guy that is, you know, from a personality standpoint, you get him at the microphone, he starts talking about what his vision is, and you can understand why players buy into it. And he laid out a game plan, and I will say for the offseason when it comes to the coaching staff that he built out, he really hit it out of the park. I'm very optimistic about the coaches that he brought in, especially the offensive coordinator, Clayton Adams, who comes from the Drew Petzing offense in Arizona, which has done some really impressive things, especially from a run game standpoint, which the Cowboys have lacked for way too long now. So that's an exciting addition to the coaching staff. And then on top of that, you bring Connor Riley in, the offensive line coach from K-State. And that's a program that always has good offensive lines. They never have a great recruiting class. It's not like it's a bunch of five-star guys at K-State, but they always crank out pretty solid offensive linemen, including Cowboys center Cooper Beebe, who was a rookie last year and was actually pretty impressive. So I'm optimistic about what the direction is offensively, but you still have concerns about Dak and the health factor. And then just anytime there's a new offense, how long does it take to really click? Does it take the first month of the season? You obviously have a rookie now on the offensive line, Tyler Guyton at left tackle, who was the first-round pick last year out of Oklahoma. He really struggled in his first year. So, I mean, he was not even getting playing time for the most part. So, and that was a useless season last year. That seemed like the time that you want young guys to go in and just, you know, earn their stripes a little bit, and he couldn't even get on the field by the end. So you still have huge questions from that standpoint. And then also at running back, like, are you really doing Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and now the rookie from Texas in the fifth round, Jaden Blue, who I'm optimistic about again for the future, but like, you don't really have a guy back there right now. So there's still too many questions for me to feel like, hey, this thing's going to be awesome in year one, but I am excited about the direction.
You know, speaking of one quarterback right there who has some injury problems, let's go to the breaking news we got today. Eric Carr officially retiring as the QB of the New Orleans Saints. Question, just simply, how much do you think the Saints were involved in this decision? Was this kind of always going to be somewhat of a plan, or is Derek Carr's shoulder just really that banged up that he had to call it quits?
Yeah, I mean, from my understanding, I feel like this was a Derek Carr decision. Because I mean, he's leaving a lot of money on the table just to be done here. I think his shoulder really is something that he'll never be the same again. So I am surprised to see that news, because you would think, I mean, just get the surgery and rehab, even if you're out for the year. I mean, it was like $30 million, dude. So he's obviously made a lot of money in his career, and I guess he just felt like it was the right time to say it's time to hang him up. So, yeah, I was definitely surprised to see that. But now you look at the Saints, and it's funny because they have – it's Kellen Moore, it's Doug Nussmeier, guys that came from the Cowboys, and Doug Nussmeier as their offensive coordinator. His son, Garrett Nussmeier, is the quarterback at LSU that could be easily a first-round pick and maybe the guy in next year's class, assuming Arch Manning doesn't come out. So you might have a Nussmeier connection when it comes to that. I don't think Tyler Shuck or Rattler are really going to do enough to be like, hey, we got our guy here. So I expect the Saints to be one of the worst teams in the sport next year and then go get their quarterback of the future. And it might be a father-son duo at QB and offensive coordinator. How crazy is that?
As a Saints fan, Eric, cool. Thanks. As an NFL guy, where do you put Tyler Shuck? I was high coming out of South Carolina on Spencer Rattler. I called him the steal of the draft before he ended up in New Orleans. I really like the kid and his potential. Tyler Shuck was one of the top five quarterbacks available in this draft. The Saints were able to get him on a day two pick. Do you think either one of those guys can turn into him, or do you think the Saints are looking for another quarterback in the draft next year?
Yeah, I absolutely think they'll be looking for another quarterback. Tyler Shuck, like that dude is old and super banged up. I mean, just those things right there. He's not a spring chicken, and he has had some serious injuries all throughout his career. And then when you look at the production, I mean, he was like his accuracy was awful. Like when you compared him to some of the other quarterbacks in the class that we just had, I mean, his completion rate when he was pressured was awful. I mean, when he's blitzed, he's not good. Yet he had one of the most bonehead, like full Will Levis kind of plays where he's rolling right and underhanding it into the middle of a group of defenders. Like I don't see it with him really at all. And I don't see him being the guy in New Orleans.
Eric Chiafalo, host on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and the host of Bet Nation on Sunday afternoons for BetMGM. Eric, my man, great to have you back, big dog. Good luck to you and George Pickens this year.
Hey, cheers. Thanks, boys. We're gonna need all the luck we can get here in Dallas. Y'all are the best. Y'all have a great Saturday.
Anytime, big dog. Eric Chiafalo, again, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and the host on Bet Nation on Sunday afternoons for BetMGM. You can follow him on X at Eric Chiafalo. Anything jump out about that to you, Cody Decker? Anything Eric brought to the table that resonated?
No, just a Cowboy fan trying desperately to convince himself that every move that Jerry made this offseason was good and brilliant. And I just sat here kind of smiling the whole time like, I love you, Eric, but you don't believe a damn word that's coming out of your mouth, my man.
All right, let's do this. When we come back, we've got some NFL news over the past couple of days we need to talk about, break down, see if it might impact your NFL futures bets at all, maybe going over on the Cowboys win total, under on the Saints. We'll get into that, plus Major League Baseball, as Cody Decker pointed out in the last break. The Rockies are bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.